Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production, available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Ever wish you had a style mate who could shop their closet? Well, now you can. Poshmark connects you to people whose style you adore, allowing you to easily shop closets and boutiques. With over 25 million items and 5,000 brands, you'll find something you love. Have items just hanging in your closet? You can even list items for sale on Poshmark in less than 60 seconds. Sell what you have in your closet so that you can shop for what you really love today. This is amazing, you guys. Like, I hate shopping. Anyone who knows me knows it. I don't always have the time to shop, going in the stores just hours and hours, hunting for the right style, dealing with annoying salespeople. So this is why Poshmark has made it so easy for all of us to shop our style from anywhere at any time. What are you guys waiting for? Download the free Poshmark app and get started today. Poshmark carries women's, kids, and men's fashion and has tons of brands to shop from. You won't believe the deals you'll find on Poshmark. It is the easiest way to buy and sell fashion items. Plus, shipping is easy for both the seller and buyer. That's the best part. Listeners of Shenanigans with me, Sheena Shea, get $5 off your first purchase. Just enter the invite code Sheena5 when you sign up. That's invite code S-C-H-E-A-N-A number 5.
From Vanderpump Rules to Vegas and everywhere in between, it's time to party with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
What's up, everybody? We're back. Another podcast. I have my friend Janet co-hosting with me today.
Hi.
She's always sitting on the other side of the window, so today I'm giving her headphones and a microphone.
Moving on up.
Yep. And we have the gorgeous and talented Novel sitting across from us. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Can we talk about this hair?
Thank you.
I love it. Please tell me it's a wig.
Okay, it's a wig.
Okay.
No, I really wanted to do the whole real thing.
I just saw you at the nail salon.
I know.
And you didn't have that. But see, now I can borrow this look from you.
Right? It's
I
so
don't
good.
Have to,
honestly, I used to have like so really cool. fire, like red hair. And I wanted to go back. And then my stylist is like, you know, you've been black hair for so long. Like, this will just strip your hair. I'm like,
yeah.
He's like, try a wig. I was like, all right. He's like, there's really good ones.
No,
I was like, okay.
It looks amazing. I'm only saying that because I just saw you. Otherwise, I would have just thought it was your hair. So, yeah. Sorry, not calling you out. I just think it looks that
no,
good.
No, I'll call it out. I think everyone should do
it. I was blonde this summer for a night. And
oh, yeah.
Everyone thought that it was actually my hair because it looked so good with, like, the lace front and the
yeah.
part and everything.
I know. I actually, in my music video, Boys Like You, I had, like, three
yeah.
wig
yeah.
changes. I wore this one,
I
a purple
that.
One,
yeah, they're
and
like,
blonde.
Wait, she's not blonde anymore. I'm like, I think that was a wig because I just saw it in the music video.
Yeah.
We're going to play that song in a bit, too.
Awesome.
Kayla just did her hair like this.
Oh.
Yeah.
I
one of my
that.
Girlfriends in Vegas, she kind of, I mean, you and I look similar.
I know.
Feel like
I think
we
people
could
think
look related.
Like sisters.
Yeah. Like I posted a photo last year of us. It was my birthday and I was like, my little mini me.
I know. I love that.
Yeah. So
I remember the first time we met, we like connected.
Yeah. Oh,
instantly.
Totally.
She and I are friends.
Yeah. Yeah. So my friend Kayla, she's like our triplet, but she actually just did this
oh
to
my
her
gosh,
hair.
Amazing.
Yeah. So, but looks good.
Thanks, girl.
All right. So we've known each other, what, like a year and a half now?
Yeah.
Met you through Lala.
Yeah, through Lala and all the Vanderpump gang.
Yeah.
I actually had a show in Vegas. That's where I met them all.
Okay.
And they all came.
That's right. James, I couldn't remember how you met everyone.
Yeah, they're performing. Then they came to my show. And then we ended up meeting later, and we just had a good connection.
Yeah.
We had a lot of talk about similar stuff.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Good times. That was the first thing I wanted to say, how we met. Okay, so, I mean, I know this, but just for my listeners, so just tell me where you grew up and how long you've been out here in L.A.
So I'm from a really small town in Canada called Paradise Hill, Saskatchewan, literally, mm-hmm. like, prairie farmers, like, 500 people.
Wow.
Everybody knows everybody, and I always, like, wanted to be in entertainment, and luckily, you know, my family believed in me, and they helped, like, you know, my dreams come true, and I graduated. I was flying to Toronto back and forth for training during all through, like, middle school, high school, and then I graduated, and I just, like, I'll just come out to L.A.
Yeah.
So I've been out here about 5 years now.
Awesome.
Yeah, everyone's like, you're a Cali girl now.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah, oh, totally.
That small town in Canada.
No.
I know, that's so funny, because everyone back home was like, you never really belonged here, and I was like, I know.
So did you just, like, move out here right after high school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you're, like, you're so young.
Yeah.
I swear, I feel like I'm always the oldest person in the room these days.
You look so
young.
Now.
You always think you're older than you are.
Whatever. Okay, so you have a new single out.
Boys Like You.
Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Where'd the inspiration come from?
Well, relationship, obviously.
Yeah,
bad boys in general.
Tell us the backstory.
Okay, the backstory is I've been going in the studio, we're writing, working on tracks, and I had a session that morning, and I was literally, like, in my shower. I know people always like, you're so stupid, but I literally was in my shower, and I was just thinking, like, why do girls like me like boys like you, like the bad boys,
like
we're such the good girls. And, you know, I've had a bunch of my friends come up, like, why do I do this? Why do I do that? And I was like, this is such a good topic.
Uh-huh.
Like, why do girls like me love boys like you, the bad boys? And, like, what's wrong with me? So it's basically just calling them out, you know, that I'm over it. It's just like an emotional roller coaster, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want you, and then I don't want you. And then in the end, it's like, I'm just as fucked up too. I don't know. Are we allowed to swear on here?
Yeah.
I had a radio interview and they were like in the background be like, no profanity. I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
No, here you can say whatever.
Okay, so it's so it's basically just like, you know, the bad boy, you know, relationships, and I'm getting a lot of amazing feedback, which is so good.
Yeah.
With art, I always get so, like, scared, like, oh my God, like, how are people gonna feel about it? What are they gonna think? But in the end, it's like I write all my stuff and I had a great team behind it,
mm-hmm.
and so I'm really excited.
The video's awesome.
It's so hot.
Thank you. I shot that with Riveting Entertainment, and it's awesome because, you know, they believe in independent artists,
mm-hmm.
that they feel is, like, the next big wave, and they really believed in me, and I've come up with all my music video visuals, and but this one actually was from Chancer, the director, and he totally, like, was like, I know you. Like, we met and we just had this connection. He understood me. He was a dope director. Like, I would sit down. Like, I was very hands-on in the project, behind the camera, everything. But, yeah, it turned out pretty
It's like American Beauty meets Toxic.
Yes.
Literally, with, like, the different, like, wig changes and
That's
stuff.
That's so funny, because everyone's like, you're, like, a dark version of Britney Spears.
Yes. Like, oh, that's exactly what that video, the vibes it gives
me. I
loved
that
you.
American Beauty scene.
Yeah.
You laying in the flowers and everything. I was like, wow, this is sexy. And then you got out with, like, the leash and fishnets and, like, collar. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Okay.
So I was like, she's going to do it.
Yeah. So the whole roses was just kind of, like, showing me of, like, my innocence.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And roses represent love, you know, and your fallen love. So basically that's why we did the whole rose scene into
that.
Like falling into his bad boy world. And actually I have a new single coming out in like I think 15 days or something. It's called Amateur, and
okay.
we
Ooh.
Shot the music video for that, and it's a continuation from Boys Like You into Amateur music video. We shot
nice.
It the same day. It was
cool.
a 17-hour day shoot, and it was so much fun.
Wow. And you got it all in the one day?
All in the one day. We actually cut early. It was actually really good. Everyone was working so good. Everyone was hands-on. It was a really fun day.
That's amazing.
Thanks, yeah.
I'm going to do my first music video soon.
Let's do it.
Ooh. I'm really excited.
Oh my God, I can't
wait
to
see it. I just recorded two new songs.
Uh-huh.
I was telling you.
You were telling me.
Yeah, so I caught a cold when I was in Chicago last week, so my voice is not all the way back yet, but I have to finish the second one, and then I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to do a video. So what advice do you have for me or any, like, new artist, like, just starting out, doing a video, Because I've never done a music video before. I've done a ton of television, obviously.
I would say definitely do, like, your research on directors, just so you connect with people that, like, see your vision. When I first met with a couple directors, my very first music video, mm-hmm. I was like, this is what I want. And they're just like, one person totally was like, you're a little weird. Like, I don't understand your vision. Oh. They don't animate. Like, you know, so yeah. You really want someone that can understand your vision so you get the right, like, visuals, and it's not like, oh well, I was visualizing something different.
Right.
So definitely find like someone as a director that believes in your vision, and just be you. Don't try to be like everybody else. That's why I'm thinking with my music videos, I try to do like everyone is like a story in my life. Uh-huh. Like my first music video was Gimme 20. It's a very comical music video where yeah. I go into an old folks home and I show my sexuality. So that shows the funny side of me. Then I had a music video called All I Want to Be Is Loved, and I basically turn out to be a serial killer. The guy who does American Horror Story. Yeah, the guy who does American
Wait,
Horror
I
Story.
Wait, I need to watch all of these.
Yeah, so the guy that does American Horror Story, he fell in love with the project. He came and made them look all frozen. It was pretty. It was a 2-day
That's
shoot.
So cool.
So as it pans out, it's like my obsessive over love. Ooh. So that shows my craziness, my obsessive over loves. Then I did a single called All This Time, which shows like me finding myself again mm-hmm. and my carefree yeah. and being the kid again. And then now this music video, which shows my passion, my diva-ness, yeah. of like that. And then I have a new one come out called Amateur. So it's like a little story
exciting.
Of everything.
Do you feel like you have a lot of different inspirations and artists? Like, because all of those themes are so different mm-hmm. and, you know, are such a different personality. Do you feel like you are constantly like inspired by different artists, or do you have like your go-to favorites?
I mean, I'm always inspired by other artists, but I definitely like, I grew up like, I love Cher. She's a big inspiration. I mean, I love Gaga. I mean, Halsey's dope.
For sure.
I mean, I'm
I can see, like all of that, uh-huh. like, you're, like, a combination yeah. of everything you're saying.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm really excited for this new single, too, Amateur, because I think it's going to show a side of me that people haven't really shown. I'm singing my lower register okay. vocals, and it's just, like, a sober kind of feel, but it's still got, it like, a groove to it.
Cool. Yeah.
So, stay for tuned
nice.
For that one.
Yes. Okay, well, I want to play, for my listeners, your current one that's out, Boys
yes.
Like You.
You're a beautiful mistake, you're the one I always make. My favorite drug, the poison on my tongue. The lies you're telling me, they hide what's underneath. I hate the way I like your dangerous. Telling myself that you're special, but making my bed with the devil. I should just leave you alone.
Leave you alone,
leave you alone. Telling myself that you're special, but making my bed with the devil. I should just leave you alone.
Love it.
Thank you.
It's so catchy.
That's one of those songs that you're like, when you hear it, you're like, you know that one bad yeah. boy you're thinking of.
Yeah.
When you hear something like that, you're like,
Uh-huh. Yeah,
we
definitely.
Have that one.
So can you get that on iTunes, Spotify?
Yeah, it's all on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, everywhere. And it's playing in Canada Radio. So shout out to Canada Radio
hey.
For supporting, you know,
exciting.
My hometown.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I was just in Iceland with my friends from Toronto, actually.
Oh, my gosh. I know.
Yeah.
I love Toronto.
I haven't been out there still. That's, like, on my bucket list of cities I need to visit.
Toronto's really pretty.
Yeah.
I'm from more of the prairies, so. We got a lot of cows.
So surprising.
So crazy, right? When you, like, some of, like, the most, like, talented, like, edgy
yeah.
people are from, like, these little, like,
I
farm
know.
Towns. That's crazy. So, okay, yeah, going back to, so we're neighbors. We're both, like,
awesome.
Marina area. And I ran into her at the nail salon. Love your nails. Nice. I like this, like, a slate gray.
I actually got a really funny story about these nails.
Okay, do tell.
The girl, like, I went and got a new pair since the last time I saw uh-huh. you. And you know how they, like, pick your nails off?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She full on, like, ripped my whole nail
oh,
off.
No.
Girl, like, I literally was sweating. I was
oh,
like,
my God.
I literally, I was like, I never make a scene. I literally had to, like, tell the manager, like, I'm sorry, but they're like,
yeah,
literally it was a hole. Like, I FaceTimed my friends and they couldn't believe it was bleeding. And she's like, oh no, your nail. And I was like, and I was like, oh my God. She's like,
I hope you got that mani for free.
Oh my God.
Wait, but then did you put acrylic over it?
I did, because she's like, come back. I said, I have a photo shoot tomorrow. I can't. So yeah. I literally was like stinging, like, okay. Beauty is pain, yeah. Legit.
Keep an eye on it. Because that happened to me before. Okay. I wasn't getting my nails done. I was actually moving my ex-husband out of our apartment. And I'm, like, pushing this big bin out. I'm, like, upset. And I'm just, like, he, like, left all of the stuff then had to move out for him. So I'm pissed.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, shoving it out the door. And, like, it hits the door. It bends my nail back. And it just rips.
Oh my gosh.
It literally, I'm not joking, took a year to grow back.
Oh. Well, I don't even know what I'm going to do with it. I feel like I should just cut my finger.
I mean, I probably should. And what was ironic was it was my ring finger that it happened to. So for a year, every time I got my nails done, I just had to think about why it was like that. And it was like bad. Like, I won't go into detail, but it didn't look pretty once I took the nail off.
Yeah.
So you gotta keep an eye on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, one thing that with these, I always have to carry tweezers in my purse because sometimes with the credit cards, you know, it'll get stuck.
I legit had to ask someone walking by, excuse me, can you pull my card out of that?
That happened to me numerous times in Vegas. So I was at the MGM once and I'm like trying to, and it won't. And so these people are walking by and I'm like, can you please help? I'm sorry, like my nails.
Yeah.
And they pulled out for me and walk away. I'm like, thank you. And then I look, but it didn't charge it yet.
Oh,
and I was
no.
So I had to put it back in, get another person. God. It was hell. And there was another time I was pulling out of a different structure and it was like all this line behind me. I'm like, unless someone's going to get, I know. It was just stuck. So now I always carry tweezers.
That's a
little
tip
for girls with long nails, carry tweezers.
That's a good point.
Yeah, because then you can just have them.
That's so embarrassing. Please never use your tweezers to pull your credit card out in front of me.
I've definitely had to do it. Yeah. Also, I just want to send a reminder out there for everyone to get out there and vote if you haven't done it yet. Go. There's still time. The polls are still open. So go vote. Anyway, that was just my little PSA campaign. So West Side Living. What's your favorite thing to do on the West Side?
I mean, I love to go for hikes.
Where do you go hiking?
Oh, in Malibu.
Oh, okay.
Malibu is pretty. I just learned surfing. That's pretty cool.
Wow.
Mm.
And I'm pretty adventurous. People don't expect that too.
Yeah.
But
what's the most adventurous thing you've done? Have you skydived?
No, but my friends are like, let's do that. I don't know if I could do that.
Really?
I have a lot of kind of anxiety as it is flying. Like, I feel like I could do it, but then when I'm up there, I don't know.
Have you done it?
No, that's like top of my bucket list of things to do. So.
Maybe we'll go together.
Yeah. But I want to do it like in Hawaii. Like if not going to survive, I want to be looking at paradise.
That's a good point.
I've been in a helicopter over Maui and it was so gorgeous, like looking out. I was like, okay, I would be okay jumping out of this right now, like if this is what my last moments are gonna be.
I always like think though, like, was it scarier skydiving or bungee jumping?
See, I've bungee jumped and I've jumped off the stratosphere in Vegas.
Oh, you're but a rebel.
Oh yeah, no, I'm very adventurous.
Maybe
too.
I should write Girls Like You.
Yeah, but I haven't skydived yet, so I don't know what would be scarier, but the bungee, what was so scary about it is when it rips you up because you don't know exactly when it's going to pull.
It's like
you jump and you're just free falling, and then all of a sudden it's like whiplash, and then you go, and then it's just like, like up and down.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Yeah, I was 18. My mom dared me. We were at the LA County Fair, and she was like, she's like, I dare you to bungee jump. She's like, you won't do it. She's like, if you do it, I'll pay for it. And I was like, done. She's like, wait, really? So we did. We have it on video, too.
Most moms are like, do not do that. Your mom's like, I dare you.
She's like, do it. Have you ever been to any, like, escape rooms out here in L.A., speaking of fun things to do?
No, I haven't done one of those escape rooms.
Have you?
I want to check
that
out,
though. Freaks me out. I don't know. I feel like I'd get claustrophobic.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not real. Like, if you're having a panic attack, they're not going to, like, be like, figure it out.
Find the key.
Okay, but if you don't want to be stuck in a room doing that, I want to tell you guys about this thing. It's called Hunt-A-Killer. I just got it in the mail. Yeah, so if you don't want to be locked in a room by yourself or with a group of friends somewhere foreign, you can do this. So one of my friends just told me about it. It's a monthly subscription where you actually become a detective immersed in the murder mystery.
Ooh.
Yeah, so you can, like, do it from home.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's like Dateline in real life.
Yeah. No, seriously. Each month, it's a different fictional serial killer. So it's not Ted Bundy stuff.
Your favorite?
Yeah. Wait, Zac Efron's playing Ted Bundy in a movie.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I know. I just heard that. But the serial killer, they send you these cryptic clues, objects, letters, so you can actually use them to solve the crime in real time.
Ooh,
yeah. Wow. Like, it's interactive, so it feels real, but you're in a safe space, so you're not locked in a bunker on Sunset.
Use your investigative stalking skills.
Yeah. Yeah. So, again, it's called Hunt a Killer. You can play it solo.
Fun.
You can do it as a date night. You can do it as a group fun game night. I had game night last night, and
yeah. What games did you play?
Oh my God, so many. So this is top of the list. We started really early so we could get through a lot of games. So we had this, we had Life Size Jenga, we had Life Size Connect 4, we had Cards Against Humanity, and we ended it with Scattergories.
Oh, fun.
It was fun.
It's a lot.
Yeah. And the cool thing with this too is you can join their online community so you can like work with other people who are at the same point in the story as you.
Fun.
Yeah.
I gotta get it.
So far, over 60,000 people have joined Hunt a Killer's online community, and they have over 1,000 five-star customer reviews.
Ooh, must
so,
be good.
Yeah, and right now, for my listeners, you can go to huntakilla.com/Sheena for 10% off your first box. They only accept 200 members per day, so hurry and take advantage of this offer. That's huntakilla.com/Sheena for 10% off your first box.
Fine.
I was saying Huntakilla, but I'm like, killer.
Killer.
Yeah, so speaking of adventures,
fun.
That's a cool thing. Yeah. How long, did you start doing music like when you were a kid? Because I know you were on TV when you were really young, right?
Yeah, my first live performance, I was, I think, 8 years old. It was for this huge thing to raise money for cancer. It's called Telemiracle. Gloria Lorian hosts it.
Okay.
So Robin Thicke's mom. And she just like fell in love with me. You have to audition for it. And I was the only one picked. And I did a private breakfast performance for them for all the real artists. But I started dancing since I was 3, competitively 5, ballet, tap, jazz, lyrical. Always wanted to do it.
Fun.
And I always wanted to sing, but my mom was like, she can't sing. Like, nobody in my family knows how to sing. So literally, it was my brother's hockey game, Midwest, and they're like, we're looking for an anthem singer. And I was like, I'll do it. Like, I was like...
You sang the national anthem?
Yeah,
oh my God.
My mom was like, no, let's go practice with grandma first. And my grandma was like, she's got some good pipes on her. Like, little girl. So I used to make them shut all the lights off in the whole arena.
Aww.
And I would sing because I'd get so scared because so little.
That's so
and
cute.
I got known as singer in the dark when I was little.
That's so cute.
That's like mysterious too.
Yeah.
Right?
And so from there I did the Telemiracle, and then from there I was singing for the NHL hockey team. It was 18,000 people. I was 13 years old.
Oh my gosh.
I sang the American and the Canadian. And that was my biggest crowd ever.
Wow.
I mean, of course.
Yeah. That's huge.
It's a huge thing, live television. So from there, I just went, into musical theater. And, people were starting to come up to my parents and be like, I think you should really, pursue this if she really loves it. And I loved it.
Yeah.
I would songwrite at home, write poems. And then from there, I started, flying to Toronto and training with Shania Twain's vocal coach out there.
Awesome.
And so he was helping me. And then from there, I ended up going to L.A. and I'd start flying to L.A. like once a month and coming out here. And then I graduated and I was like, I'm just going to all do it.
Yeah.
It's the place to be.
Yeah. So that was my little backstory.
That's so cool. See, I didn't know any of that.
Yeah.
Oh my! I mean, I say I'm a performer. I'm not a singer. Oh my God! I would never sing the national anthem.
It was funny. My dad was like pacing back and forth, and he was like, "If you mess up, they will boo you." I'm like, "Dad, you're making me nervous." I was like this little 13-year-old.
I would rather throw out the first pitch of a game.
Yeah, I mean, even the best singers still butcher the national anthem. I mean, Fergie, did you see hers?
Uh-huh.
It's like she's an amazing singer, but
yeah, but never change the national anthem. Don't try and make
never.
It. Your
no,
own.
I agree.
No.
I totally agree.
It's the
agree.
National anthem.
100%. 100% on
sing
that.
Sing it how it's supposed to be sung. Whenever people try and change it, oh my God, my grandpa. Oh, I miss my grandpa. But he used to get so annoyed when people would change the national anthem. Like, he would, walk out of the room if they, were messing up the song.
I mean, it's a hard song to sing in its own.
Yeah.
So changing it, yeah, it just
I feel like,
well.
Too, I would start saying, the wrong part, too early. And be like, wait, I'm not at this part yet. Like, I would need a teleprompter.
Yeah.
Even though I know it and I've been singing it since
I
was a kid. Like, that
when
would be, my biggest
in front
fear.
Of everybody, yeah. And then if you butcher it, you're really,
right?
really screwed after that.
Yeah. Well, I don't think anyone's ever going to ask me to sing the national anthem, so I think I'm good. But yeah, I do have to play you my new songs.
I want to hear it.
Because I feel like our like music vibe is similar.
We got to collaborate.
Yeah, probably. That would be so fun.
Let's do it.
Oh my God. A music video together? That would be so dope.
We'll do like twin style.
I know. One of you could be the evil twin.
Yes.
That'd be sick.
Mm-hmm. Which one of us is the evil one, Janet?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I feel like today.
Evil and how so? Looking or deep soul?
Right?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to get in trouble today.
Yeah, that would be fun. Got a collab. I like it. Have you toured?
So I actually toured like all last year. I was doing all the LGBTs. I did LA Pride, New York Pride.
Oh, yeah, and you did Vegas, right?
I did Vegas. Yeah. I did San Diego. Cool. I performed at Avalon. So, but then this year I was like all in the studio working. And now this beginning year I dropped these two singles. They're promoting them right now.
That's
and
awesome.
So beginning year I had my first show January 10th, the day after my birthday, and performing at Sarah's Club.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
So if you're in town in LA, January 10th. Come check it out.
Amazing.
At Sayers,
and yeah.
That's a cool little spot to perform, too. I've been to events there. And
yeah, it's very, like, intimate.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm starting out with.
I don't think I've ever been there.
Yeah. You haven't?
I don't know.
No, actually. No, it's like a club, but then they have, like, a room where, yeah.
Live music.
It can be either, but you can have a DJ there, or you can have, like, a band and, like, a piano.
Fun.
Who would be your dream artist to collab with?
Ooh.
Honestly, I love Lady Gaga, but I love, like, art pop Lady Gaga.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, 2000s Lady Gaga.
Like, but, Poker Face Lady Gaga?
Yeah, I love that. But there's this new artist. He's brand new. His name's NF. He's, like, the next. He sounds like Eminem. Like, legit.
I've seen him on the Music Choice Station.
Yes.
Because I thought it was an Eminem song, and I came out of my room, and I was like, who is this?
He's just so raw, and he spits like no other.
Okay.
He speaks the truth. And I just feel like we could be the next, like, Rihanna, Eminem. Like, come on.
Yeah.
So I'm really putting that out in the energy. I mean, because he's upcoming. I mean, he's already popping, but...
Put it out there.
Yeah.
Put it out there. You never
know. I think NF featuring Novel would be pretty dope.
Oh, my God. That sounds dope already.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I
think that'd be cool. I always love collaborating with rappers.
Yeah.
For sure. Your music seems like it would just go really well with, like, a rap verse. Mm-hmm. You could throw something in there.
Yeah. I have this song I actually wrote, this poetry. I write really dark poetry.
Really?
I could read you one if you wanted.
Yeah.
But I wrote a song out of it. It's called Start Again. And I'm actually, people are like, you need to, what does it say? Hold on, sorry. But I wrote a song and I want to put a rapper on it. But this poem's called 3 a.m. Cigarettes. I literally wrote this in 10 minutes as the guy was laying beside me.
So you don't want to put James Kennedy on it?
All right. It says, I lay here while you're sleeping. The smell of last night's 3 a.m. cigarettes linger in my bedroom. Your presence make me feel so cold. Not that I don't adore, I'm just craving more. Pull me close, make me warm. This relationship, it's like a windstorm. No relationship, who am I kidding? I fantasize that you would treat me different. Replay the good times in my head. Who knew a girl like me would feel this suffer? Both young kids broken inside. I told you I loved you, but maybe I lied. I had a good guy once, but I craved tougher. Why do I have this desire to set my world on fire? Why are you here? I thought being alone was your cure. Don't get me wrong, I want you near, but you'll just fuck me hard, then disappear. Don't hate me for this, because maybe it's all bullshit. You love me the best you can, but I don't think right now you can be my man. I lay on your chest, but something is missing. Maybe it's a thought of the unknown. Is it worth all this risking? We needed some time. Timing is a problem. We keep having this urge to keep seeing each other. What is it about you? I have no clue. Maybe your eyes, your tattoos. The ups and downs we feed our addiction. Our love for each other could just be fiction. I stare at you while you sleep. God, why do you gotta be so cute? Maybe I should disappear, become mute. You just awoke. Your back was to me. You're rolling over. I pause for a moment. 1, 2, 3. You give me that look. You're smiling at me. I think it's time to get up and make some coffee.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Thank you.
I wish I was Snapchatting that.
I know.
I might make you do that again after the show.
I have another one that's called Hectic Treasures, but
yeah,
I don't have to read it. But
if it's anything like the other one, no, that was so dope.
Yeah, this one's called Hectic Treasures. I try not to look at my phone and our memories. If I delete them, I'll be deleting a part of me. I love you, MC. I look past your past. I knew the better you, but now I have no clue. I wanted to be your angel, know you truly cared for me, but I wonder. I tried to understand your deep demons. They came out in different regions. I put myself through a lot, but it's worth it. I wanted to unlock you, set you free, be your key, but now I wonder, would you have done that all for me? You wanted to get better, so we said our goodbyes. I tell you I'm doing well, but they're all lies. I pray for you, I pray for me, but deep down I can't breathe. I have this fear you'll never come back. Maybe this is reality, could be fact. I cared for you, I hope you see. I tried my best to fix you and me. But you shouldn't have to fix love if you're in it together. See, that's where I struggle. It's like putting your dog in a muzzle. You can't do that. It will turn into a trap. I feel you didn't give us all 100. You did me here. You love me here. You did me there. One so cold I couldn't bear. I don't know what you were scared of. Maybe it's the word love or sticking together. I wonder, do you miss me? Was your heart wanting to be free? Not have it just for me? Have one over and not have it be me? I wish we could be normal, but then again, it sounds too formal. I wish you were proud of me, but I'll keep moving. I want to succeed. I'm just reminiscing you and me. It's sad to me. You want us gone like we're debris. Anyways, I just wanted to say, I hope you hold on to our precious adventures because to me, they're perfect tactic treasures.
Wow.
That's so dope.
Thanks. So, I know so many people are like, you need to publish these. So
yeah.
Y'all just got a sneak peek of my stuff.
I was gonna say, will these become songs? Is that how you typically start, is with a poem and then?
So usually, yeah, or like sometimes I'll just like full on just start a melody with chords, or sometimes we already have like the track already kind of together, so I'll write to that.
Yeah.
But sometimes I just like to like have my poetry. But the start again, the first one, I wrote a song to that.
Okay.
And I want to put a rapper on that one.
Yeah.
And it's like a ballad.
The way you speak, it's like you can hear, it's like beat poetry. You can hear how it would translate.
I'm a rapper
to a
now.
Song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really? You could be if you haven't already put something on a track with rap.
No.
Do it.
Right?
Thanks.
That like
that
put
means
me
a
in
lot.
The zone.
I know.
I feel so inspired.
Wow. Thank
Seriously,
you.
Seriously, that was so cool.
That was dope.
Like, I just wrote my first song and it's nothing like that.
I know. People don't expect how really dark and fucked up.
But that's so good. Like, that makes me want to work on my writing more.
Wow.
Seriously.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's so funny. My writing comes at me at like waves. I'll be like literally in grocery stores and I'll be like, oh my God. And it'll like come to me. Or I'll just be like at a hockey game and it'll like, people look over. I'm like on my phone.
Do you just like leave it in a memo?
Yeah. And then
that's what I've been doing.
Or sometimes I'm like, sit down, like, I'm going to write. It's like, okay, nothing's coming to me.
Right.
So it's like, so weird how it comes and goes. I think it feeds off my emotions, what I'm thinking,
totally.
And all that stuff. So I definitely want to put together like a novel, like chapter one poetry.
Pun intended.
And like chapter one and put maybe together a little limited edition poetry.
That would be really cool.
Yeah. Thank
For
you.
Sure.
Wow. Yeah. I'm learning so many new things about you.
And I call my fans my novelties.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Oh, that's so cute.
I love that.
The new improved.
That's cute.
I don't have any fans. Just kidding.
I'm your fan.
What are you talking about? That 1.something million doesn't count.
I still get good as gold requests. So. Yeah, that was really cool. Yeah, we're going to have to like get in the studio together and maybe like collab on like writing a song or
Let's
something.
Do it.
But I've been doing that. Whenever I think of something, I just like leave it in a memo in my phone. Mm-hmm. Like I had a friend going through something a couple weeks ago and I was like, you just inspired the idea of a new song. I need to like write it and actually sit down and just like, but I feel like for me, I think everyone who writes music does it differently. But for me, if I hear like the melody, then like words come to me too.
Yeah, that's great.
Do you write like, I mean, obviously you just wrote those lyrics or the poem, but do you have a certain way that you prefer to write music?
I think sometimes it could be easier writing to a melody because then you can fit words in. You know? Otherwise, it's like, okay, how can we – you'd have to – if you had the lyrics first, I mean, you could write to it, but it's like you're kind of breaking down everything.
Yeah.
And like, okay, that's too long of a sentence, blah, blah, blah. But if you have like – na-na-na-na-na, like you could be like, I don't want to go there. You know, like stuff like that.
Yeah, we've done it both ways. The first one, he started playing it, and then just the words, you had me once before, but now you lost me twice, like just popped in my head. And then it went with it, and he was like, I like that. Let's go with that. And just that sentence.
And then you fed off that melody.
Yeah, and then we made a whole song called
That's
Better
amazing.
Without You from that one sentence.
Yeah.
And it was literally from the time he pushed the first button, like, I watched this whole song be created.
Isn't it beautiful?
Like,
it's
so
crazy.
Cool.
It really is, like, people don't understand when they go into studio, like it's really like ground working up and then people get excited. Let's put more bass here, blah, blah, and then add in this and then the harmonies. It's a really fun.
Yeah. And
fun
I've
process.
Also I've never done harmonies before. And so I'm like in the booth and he's having me do all these weird things. He's like, trust me. And I'm like, but this sounds so weird. He's like, trust me, just do it. And so it's like all the harmonies. I'm like, no, that is all me. It's just like I didn't even know I could do certain things with my voice. But this guy, Sean Tu, who I'm working with, he's amazing. He did like a lot of Lala's music as well. But he's also a rapper.
Wow.
So.
Well, that's great. Yeah, push yourself.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That's how you find your craft.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. You know, if you stay too much safe zone, then you're like,
yeah.
your craft just always stays the same.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
you can push yourself.
Definitely.
That's what makes it unique.
So yeah, congrats. And this first one, the Better Without You one, it's, like, very different than anything I've ever done. And then the next one's, like, a sexy, like, dance, like,
fun
song. And then I'm working on another one that's going to be kind of like Britney Spears' Lucky. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But, like, it was just a friend of mine was just, like, going through a really hard time. And I'm, like, just, you know, about, like, being out in L.A. and not getting discouraged and, like, you know, just, like, a story about making it. But, like, starting from the bottom and then being here.
Yeah, I mean, it's really a hard gig, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like
LA's
people,
tough.
Too, it is tough, and I really want people to know that they shouldn't compare themselves to, like, other people, that you should only really compare yourself to the old self of yourself, you know, and look back and say, like, you know, I've grown this much, and, you know, look back at yourself, because, you know, don't compare to yourself, because you don't know what people are going through, you don't know any of that stuff, so I'm a huge believer in that, and keep believing in yourself.
Totally.
Don't,
solid
you know, because that's what makes you, you know, that's true, though, what makes you unique, and I, you know, my family always, you know, encourages me to that, because it's so easy to fall, like, why don't this happen? Why don't this? Like, but you don't know people's stories and, like, how they got discovered or this or that. And so just believe in your journey and keep going.
Yeah. And that's what's so hard about LA is it is so competitive and everyone feels like a dime a dozen. It's like there's a million girls who look like me auditioning for this role who maybe don't have four tattoos on their fingers. Like, there's just, but I started to get in a spot where I felt like I was like comparing myself and like competing with like even just people on my show or just people in a similar like genre of acting as me. And after moving away to Vegas, doing my show, and then coming back, I'm like, I just need to worry about myself. I don't need to worry about why this person got this deal or this person has this campaign. Like, I just need to worry about what's my next move.
Yeah, because you're wasting your own energy on other people when you could be working on yourself.
Yeah, and I felt like I wasted so much time doing that now I'm like, I'm just doing me.
Right, that's great.
Focusing
on
me.
And it's hard nowadays, especially with social media and everything. You're always comparing yourself with everybody's highlight reel, and you don't see their behind the scenes often. You just see the best moments of their life.
Of course.
And you think, like, wow, they're doing so much stuff and so much, you know, better than me in life, and then, you know, you realize
not
they also
post
have
the, I mean but see, that's one thing that I've been trying to do more is, like, even if it's just a tweet or an Instagram story, but, like, if I am going through something tough, like, I maybe am not going to, like, post, like, a photo crying on my Instagram page, but if I'm going through something, like, if I talk about it here, I talk about it on my Instagram story or my Snapchat, because I want people to know that, like, they're not the only ones going through shit, and, like, I struggle with anxiety, and, like, I have, like, not, my life isn't perfect. Sure, it looks perfect on my Instagram, but when it's not, I'm having a bad day. I'm like, I like to put that out there because I feel like so many people don't do that. Right. They only do show those happy times. And it's like, you can never take a bad photo. I'm like, oh, no, there's 30 bad photos that took me to get that one good one.
Right? So you want to go through my photos?
Yeah. But I've been trying to just be more vulnerable and just be more open. And, like, you know, if I'm feeling this, like, I'm not going to hide it and just, like, sugarcoat it and act like everything's sunshine and fucking rainbows, because it's not.
That's great.
But my friend gave me a keychain yesterday that says, I'm a ray of fucking sunshine.
I saw that.
I was like, yes, I am.
That is
Thank
good.
You.
I love that.
We went to Malibu Wines. Have you been?
Oh, yeah, I have.
Have you been?
I have not been. I really want to.
Oh, my God.
We awesome. Should all do.
Yeah. So you can do, like, a private tour, and you can get, it's, like, 8 people, and you're on, like, a truck. And if you do the Malibu Wine Safari.
I've seen that. I want to do that.
You can, like, go and hang out with Stanley the giraffe, and they have, like, all these animals, and you get drunk while hanging out with the animals. It's like, it's really cool. Then they have this one part where it's like a trailer park, but it's like these different, like, individual little trailers that have, like, different themes.
Oh, okay.
And, like, they filmed, like, The Bachelorette there and stuff. It's really cool.
Yeah, it is really cool.
Yeah, but it was a good Sunday fun day.
That looked fun.
Yeah. Do you guys ever get the Sunday scaries? Speaking of Sunday fun days.
Of course.
You know, that that feeling of, like, impending doom, the upcoming work week.
Of anxiety.
I know, I, like, woke up today and I was like, well, now I gotta work.
I just forget what day it is.
Yeah, that is one thing in LA.
LA thing. Nobody has health insurance. No one knows what day it is.
I'm like, it's Thursday. And they're like, it's Monday. I'm like, what? But, like,
not,
you know,
even close.
For the people who have normal jobs, unlike us. But I think everyone gets the Sunday scaries.
Totally.
Yeah, it's like dreading your responsibilities, questioning your entire existence. Did I spend too much money? Did I send a text message that I shouldn't have? You know, Snapchat. I'm like, wait, did I post that? Oh, I did post that. And it already has like 75,000 views. Awesome. Like,
no,
did I drink too much this weekend? You know, procrastinating on something you have coming up for work. Forget to pay your bills. Sunday scaries, they are a real thing, and they make daily anxieties not so scary with This is what I'm telling you about. It's called Sunday Scaries, but it's a gummy.
How did I know this was going to be something like this?
I know. Anyway, so it's a gummy that provides a calm, clean sense of relief and mild euphoria.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah, it's all natural, and it's CBD.
Ah.
So it's not THC. It doesn't get you high, but it has the CBD. So it's a custom formulated with 10 milligrams of blend of broad spectrum and isolate CBD, as well as vitamins B12 and D3 for mood boosters. I usually get a B12 shot in my butt when I'm not feeling well.
I haven't done that yet, but I want to try it.
It's fun.
I just don't like needles. Getting it.
Yeah.
You
don't have tattoos?
No.
Oh.
Surprisingly.
B12,
I always want
to
get one.
Vitamin too,
yeah, but yeah,
CBD,
you have it in a
and
Sunday.
The B12, those are both go-tos.
Yes.
CBD is a good one.
Sunday Scary Gummies, B12, CBD, all natural ingredients, free of any gluten, dairy, yeast, egg, soy, peanuts. So if you're on a diet.
So everyone in LA can
you know,
eat them.
Exactly. They can be ordered online from the website, sundayscaries.com, shipped directly to your front doorstep. They also are a subscription package that have reoccurring monthly orders at a discounted rate. And right now, my listeners can buy Sunday Scaries with a 10% discount and free shipping at sundayscaries.com using promo code Sheena. So that's sundayscaries.com and use promo code S-C-H-E-A-N-A. I always feel like I'm doing a cheer when I'm spelling out my name. And it's like, my mom gave me such a difficult way of spelling my name. No one ever knows how to pronounce it. Like, even my Alexa says, connecting to Skianna Marie's iPhone. I'm like, it's Sheena. Oh, my God. Speaking of Alexa, you guys will appreciate this. I need to tell Lala. I keep forgetting. So the other week when the World Series was going on, one of my friends was like, Alexa, who's going to win the World Series? And she had this really funny answer. And I was like, I wonder if my Alexa will say the same thing if just all Alexas are programmed to say the same or echoes, whatever. And so I asked. It was the exact same response. And so I go, Alexa, who's your favorite on Vanderpump Rules? And she goes, well, my favorite is Lisa. Does that answer your question? I said, no, Alexa, it doesn't answer my question. Who's your favorite on Vanderpump Rules? She goes, well, my favorite would have to be Lala.
No.
So then I was like, okay, every time she says a different name. First it was Lisa, then it was Lala. No joke, you guys. I've asked her this 12 more times.
She hasn't said your name yet?
She says, my favorite is Lala. Like, she's starting to give me attitude now.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
She stands Lala hard.
Yeah, but it was like last night. I was like, you guys want to see a trick? And I was like, I bet you she'll say Lala. And they're like, oh, let's see. But so I asked again, and it was like she said it in a different way that she hadn't said it before. It was like, well, the one I like the most is Lala. And I was like, okay.
I didn't even realize she had an attitude.
Oh, she has attitude.
What?
She literally gave me an attitude.
You have to ask Lala, who
That's
she knows
so
at Amazon.
I know. I'm like,
who's your hookup?
Right?
Who'd you sweet talk over at Amazon?
Seriously, because I was like, it makes sense for it to say Lisa. It's called Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
And I just thought it would say Lisa every time, but it's never said Lisa again.
Wow.
It only said Lala, so... Shout out to Vaughn, Alexa.
Vaughn on her connections at Amazon.
Seriously. Do you like the Kardashians?
I do, actually.
Yeah. Because I feel like, do people tell you look like a Kardashian?
Oh, I get Kylie all the time.
Yeah.
I'll be walking down the street, like, Kylie. And I'll be like, no. Or people are like, you look like Kylie.
This wig especially reminds me of Kylie with her teal and black.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I liked those Kylie hairs.
I love that. Hasn't done anything like super edgy like that in a while.
No, now she's like a mom.
Uh-huh. I mean, I feel bad because like people hate on them. And I mean, they're famous because of this. But I feel like that's like
how everyone
is now.
Yeah.
And I've seen them in person. And they're cool. Mm-hmm. Like, they're really chill people and really cool.
And they're smart businesswomen.
They are.
Like, they've built billion-dollar empires. Like,
sorry,
they're doing
sorry.
Something right, you know?
I mean, people got to hate on somebody.
I think their show is just so lighthearted and funny, too, that shows, like, the behind-the-scenes of family stuff that, you know,
my favorite
loves.
Thing about it is they talk about the show on the show.
Uh-huh.
There's no fourth wall left up anymore. Like, they'll talk about the spinoff shows. You'll see the camera crew or the audio person taking selfies for Kim because she has carpal tunnel. Like.
Right.
But, yeah, I didn't know if you were a fan because, like, if I didn't like them and people told me that as often as they did, I'd be so annoyed. But I'm like, you probably get it just as much as I do.
No, I do.
The big eyes, the dark hair. It's like, oh, you look like a Kardashian. But I take it as a compliment. I'll be a bootleg Kardashian any day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, their last episode, they're doing skydiving.
Yeah, they did.
Okay, I'm an episode behind.
Oh, sorry.
One or two behind. But
well, I won't say who.
It's not like a
My favorite part about that was when they're finished skydiving and they're taking a picture and they're in their harnesses still. And Scott goes, was my bulge look to Kendall. And she goes, don't worry, I'll Facetune it to make it bigger.
Oh, my God.
I was like, thanks, honey. I was like, didn't know you could Facetune that, but okay.
That's so funny.
I give her credit, though. I was like, what is she doing up on that plane? Because she has enough hard times flying.
Oh, I know.
She is sucking down.
Maybe that was a thing to get, like, past one of her fears.
I think it's always people's build-ups, too.
Yeah.
Because when you're, like, actually do it, you're like, oh, that wasn't bad. But it's, like, this build-up.
Yeah.
That kills everybody.
Yeah. What do you have coming up next after this amateur song?
Oh, shows. I want to start, you know, going on shows.
Is January 10th your first one?
Yeah, it's my first one.
Okay.
Locked in stuff. And so I have a bunch of other ones that we're setting up right now. So that's the whole goal. And I mean, I'm always in the studio writing.
Yeah.
I mean,
where do you record?
Just private studios that I work, you know, Calabasas or in, you know, Studio City. Mm-hmm. They're all over. But yeah.
Okay, well, I have a good one downtown as well.
Oh, good. I want to come check it out.
And he's like, oh, my God, he's put so much work into it. Like, every time I go, it just looks more dope.
There's crazy.
Like, there's all these cool lights and, like, these gold and black, like, walls. It's really cool.
People go all out in their studios.
Yeah.
This one person had, like, a full-on jacuzzi at his studio. And it was
amazing.
And it's cool, because people can customize their own places.
Yeah, take a little swim break.
Yeah.
Take 10.
Cool. Well, I'm excited for Amateur.
I
can't wait to see another video. I need to go back and watch your old videos.
Yeah, I'll send them to you.
Yes.
They're all on YouTube. Check them out.
Because then I can get, like, some inspo for mine, too, because I don't really know what direction I want to go yet.
So, the first one, Give Me 20, was featured on MTV.
Oh, that's cool.
Right, on MTV Hits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one was really funny because I really, like, used my sexuality and transforming into these people become young, so there's really funny humor in it. Like, I bite this banana, so all my fans send me funny banana
themes.
But it was fun shoot. Tyler Yee directed those music videos, that one and All I Want to Be Is Loved.
Nice.
He's a really big, you know, director. You know, he grew up with G-Eazy. He helped create G-Eazy and that whole brand, and he believed me as an artist. And I was like, oh, that was another thing, that upcoming artist, what you should do, hit up directors. Like, you might be like, oh, he's too big of a director. You just never know if a director will believe in you.
Yeah, or if they're a fan of Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, of course, duh. But I just never thought, like, Tyler Yee would, like, take me on.
Yeah.
Like, he's a huge director, like, with top rappers and all this stuff. And he's just like, you know what? I totally believe in you. And so that was really cool.
That's awesome. And do you know Logan? No, our friend.
Yes.
Okay.
Love Logan.
Yeah. I mean, that's what he does for a living as well.
Yeah. I know. I've been wanting to hit him up, being like, come to our set design.
He's done some fun sets.
Really good.
Yeah.
He's so talented.
I don't know if he was lying or if he was being nice the other day, but he was like, yeah. He's like, so I was on set with Bruno Mars, which I know is true.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, and he was asking about you and Lala and, like, the show and this and that. I was like, was he really?
I believe it.
Yeah.
I saw an Instagram story of Selena Gomez watching the show.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, with the baby bottle.
Yeah.
And Rihanna. Rihanna posted a scene.
I love your guys' show.
Drake watches Vanderpump Rules, you guys. Yes.
I didn't know that one.
So Adam and I are friends with his stylist, and he was, like, talking to him one night about me and Adam, and he was like, oh, bullshit, you don't know them. He's like, FaceTime him. And so Adam, it's like 1 a.m. He, like, wakes up in the middle of the night and sees, like, a text that said, like, how far are you from Hidden Hills? And he's like, I don't know, whatever. Didn't see the first text that says, I'm with Drake right now. He doesn't believe that I know you. FaceTime us.
No.
So then he, like, wakes up, like, an hour later and was like, wait, what? FaceTimes him. He's like, dude, that was, like, an hour and a half ago. Like, I already left. And he was like, yeah, he's like, Sheena knows him from Villa Blanca. Like, he used to come in all the time, and I was always his server. And he was like, oh, he knows. Like, he watches the show. Like, him and Rihanna used to watch a show together.
I love your guys'
like,
show.
Like, what? I mean, like, I knew Rihanna watched it, but, and, like, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you or other people from the show will be like, you want to go out? And I'm like, no. I'm like, sorry, I'm really busy. Really, I'm at home watching them on TV on Bravo. I'm like, sorry, I'm hooked. I'm mid-episode. I can't go anywhere.
It's crazy,
Your show's coming out soon.
Yeah, December 3rd.
Exciting.
Yeah, December 3rd. Wow. That's going to come up really quick.
Yes, it is.
I know. It's Christmas time already, basically.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? It was just Halloween, and the next day they were playing Christmas music on the
radio. My God.
And I was like, wow, can I just wake up for my Halloween episode?
One break.
Your Halloween costume was so dope, by the way.
Thank you.
Super pop art.
Superwoman art pop. I did all my makeup.
You
art
did that?
I did all my makeup,
Wow. I thought for sure you would have had to hire someone to do that. That
did
was
you watch,
so
like, a
cool.
Tutorial?
No, I just looked at a photo. I mean, people are so funny. They're like, you should do makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like doing, like, that kind of makeup, though.
That was so
And then
cool.
I did
really
a really scary clown. Thank you.
Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah. Everybody else, I feel like, I know that had costumes like that that were mostly like the face stuff, all had to pay like shell out lots of money to have.
Oh, yeah.
And like hours of spray painting and face stuff.
It's I want to do something cool like that next year. I've never done that.
Did you see the one Ariana did recently with her hand?
I was with her that night. Okay, yeah.
She did like a skull on her hand so that she could cover her mouth with it.
Oh,
and
that's
then it like made her whole face. It was cool.
Yeah, I always like to do like kind of crazy makeup and then like sexy bottom, of course.
Yeah.
Where you look like dead but like alive.
Right? I love that. Well, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me and chatting with
you.
Yeah. This was fun.
You guys, check out Novel's new song, music video, Boys Like You.
Follow me on Instagram at It's Novel. That's N-O-V-U-L.
Yeah, what made you change the spelling?
So I released a single, Spark, chatted on Billboard with N-O-V-E-L.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, because I don't know if my real name is actually Samantha Novlin. I don't know if you actually knew that.
I knew your name's Samantha, but I didn't know Novlin was your last name. So I just have you Samantha Novel in my phone.
Yeah,
but then I changed the spelling. So I was like, I have it as an E. I swear it was an E, but now it's okay.
I just changed it. But I was in the studio with the Black Eyed Peas. They named me Novel.
Oh.
So they were like, you're quite the story. I had all these songwritings. They're really interested in me. And they named me Novel from Novlin.
I love that.
I was like, that's how I got my artist name. But I just changed it because I was like rebranding my new music, and people kept calling me Novel. As weird as it was.
I could see
that. So I'm like, a novel, maybe. And then, I mean, I'm not competing against a million books on Google, to be honest.
Right.
Novel.
Yeah.
So new name change, new year.
And everyone follow Janet on Twitter. She is hilarious.
It's Janet Elizabeth X.
I'm going to follow you.
And if you like my show, you guys are going to love the Lady Gang podcast on Podcast One. The Hollywood Girl Posse has tackled the biggest names and stories in Hollywood. So check out the Lady Gang podcast every Tuesday and Thursday on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And be sure to check out their new show, The Lady Gang, on E! Sunday nights. Last thing I have for you guys before we go. A couple useful car tips you might not be aware of.
Okay. No, I need those.
Okay. Just going to leave you with this. A coffee filter and a little bit of olive oil can clean your interior.
Oh, wow.
You're looking at me like I'm crazy. It's true.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's called True Car. So
wait, that's interesting because a coffee filter, if you use it on the windows, doesn't leave lint.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So you can remove excess weight from your car and it will improve gas mileage.
Wow.
Another cool thing, you can place your key fob to your chin to increase its range.
What?
Yeah. It's weird, right?
I'm serious.
It says it right here. It's not a lie, Janet.
I feel like
energy is real.
I feel like someone told you that just so they would watch you hold your keys to your face.
No, it works. You're going to try it later.
Okay.
Another tip you might not know about as well is TrueCar also helps people get used cars. So it's not just for buying new cars. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, you'll enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you buy new or used. And with TrueCar, users can see what others paid so they know if they're getting a good deal before buying. They're also more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with TrueCar certified dealers. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, check out TrueCar. Enjoy more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. And scene. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me. This was fun.
Poetry was dope. I can't wait to like replay that later. Of us. Thanks for listening.
Wait, leave your headphones on.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Shenanigans. Download new episodes every Tuesday and subscribe on the Podcast One app at podcastone.com or at Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts.
Looking fine and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me, kiss me one more time. Get over here, boy. I'ma make you mine.
Yeah.
Do you want it?